Hi, I'm Robert Plamondon, and welcome to this free relaxation session, where I'll help you let go and relax while I tell you a few things about hypnosis. Most of us first learned about hypnosis from Hollywood, so we get a dramatized idea of what goes on. A session like this one's not very dramatic, it's just relaxing. If you have any reservations about hypnosis, that's great. The world needs more critical thinking. Some people like to refuse to play along with the session at first, until they're convinced it's okay. And that's just fine. Play along whenever you feel comfortable with it. It's quite hard to do hypnosis wrong, and you'll get better and better with practice. So if this program grows on you, that's more usual than getting big results the first time. Before we go on, find yourself a comfortable place to listen, where you can relax for a while. Play it safe, and never listen to a relaxation session while driving or doing anything that might be dangerous. If something happens that really needs your attention, you'll be able to take care of that after taking a moment to come back to alertness. So make yourself comfortable. I'll wait. Good. Now all you have to do is play along and follow my instructions. It's okay to play along, because I'm only going to ask you to do things that are okay. If by some chance I ask for something you can't do, just ignore that instruction, or edit it so you can do it. But follow my instructions whenever you can. First, I'd like you to take a deep breath. The body breathes quickly and shallowly when stressed, and more deeply when relaxed. So slow, deep breaths tell your body, relax. And because the mind and body are so closely connected, slow, deep breathing will tell your mind to relax as well. Every time you breathe out, you can feel yourself relaxing just a little bit more. So focus on your breathing. Focus on your breathing and relax just a little bit more every time you breathe out. And if your eyes are still open, just close them now. And with your eyes closed, just notice that you're breathing in and out. Breathing in and out, and becoming more and more relaxed. And notice your eyes and the muscles around your eyes, allowing them to become even more comfortably relaxed. And notice that the muscles in your face can relax, and the muscles around your mouth can relax, and your jaw can relax too. And you can wonder just how relaxed you look right now. And let that neck relax very comfortably. If you're sitting up, let it relax to a position that will still feel really good if you maintain it for a while. Some people are stiff-necked, but just relax and soften and become more comfortable and flexible. And some people carry the weight of the world on their shoulders, but you can set your burdens aside now and relax. Let those shoulders relax and feel good. And let those arms relax too. First the upper arms, then the lower arms, and those hands, and those fingers, you're safe now, so your arms and hands and fingers can just let go Just let go. And as you relax, the blood circulates more easily. Sometimes you'll feel a tingling here or there, and that's good. And as you breathe in and out, relaxing with every breath, let that chest relax even more. Let that stress leave every time you breathe out. And draw in oxygen and comfort every time you breathe in. Safe. Peaceful. Breathe easy and let your heart be light. Just let more of that stress go now. Let it go. Let it all go. Just let it go. And I wonder when you'll notice a very pleasant and comfortable intuition, a gut feeling that you're doing very well as you let your stomach relax. All those muscles in your abdomen, just relax. And you may not have realized that your insides can become very comfortable as well as you breathe out the stress they were holding. A little more with every breath until everything's all right inside. And the stress is leaving your back as well, moving towards an almost blissful comfort from the top of your spine to the bottom, moving back to a state of comfort. And let's not forget those legs. They work hard, taking you where you need to go, helping you stand on your own 2 feet. Let those legs relax now. Let the upper legs relax. And let those knees relax. Some people don't know that their knees can relax until they do. That's right. And relax those lower legs. Really relaxed. And now those ankles. And now those happy feet. And all 10 toes. That's right. And human beings get better with practice. So every time you listen to this program, you'll do it better and better and become more relaxed, more comfortable, feel good, and relax more with each and every breath. Almost everyone who comes to me for hypnosis notices that they're really relaxed and they feel really good. And the deeper they go, the better they feel. And the better they feel, the deeper they go. And the deeper they go, the better they feel. And the better they feel, the deeper they go. They notice that in this relaxed state, their imaginations are brought into play in very helpful ways. Ways that let them change for good, change for the better. Because your imagination is just about the most important thing you have. Your imagination is the source of your ideas, your hopes, your dreams. Because first you imagine it, then you do it. So go ahead and imagine how you look right now, all relaxed and feeling good. And now imagine how you look when your relaxation doubles again. And how you look when your relaxation doubles one more time. And later, when you're up and about and feeling good and calm and confident, how do you look different? What do other people notice? Maybe they hear it in your voice. Maybe they notice a difference in body language. Perhaps you're doing things differently, or doing different things. Whatever it is that's different, they like it, don't they? And so do you. People who come to see me often have a lot going on in their heads. And when the body relaxes deeply, soon the mind relaxes too. The mind settles down, quiets down, and begins to listen, really listen, and learn. And people who come to see me may notice that their minds remain settled after the session. And that's good, because the mind works better in calmness and curiosity and good humor than it does under stress. And the body works better in calmness and curiosity and good humor than it does under stress. So when you let your stress go, let it be gone for good. Because I'm sure you already know that stress is hard on the body. The body's response to stress is called fight or flight. It makes us ready to run away or to fight tooth and nail, but it interferes with most other functions, like our digestion, our immune system, and our ability to think clearly. Sometimes that's okay. If I were charged by a bull, I'd want to divert all my energy into running. But most of the time, it's the wrong answer. A bad bargain. So we're better off just letting the stress go. Just let it go. Gone for good. When you really need it, it'll be there for you. The rest of the time, just let it go. Sometimes people ask, how they can motivate themselves without stress. They feel like they can't get out of bed in the morning until they dwell on all the bad things that might happen if they sleep in. But that's not the only way of getting up in the morning. Have you noticed how easy it is for kids to get up on Christmas morning? Like stress, worrying is a dangerous tool. When I took a motorcycle safety class, the instructors pointed out that if you focus on the pothole in front of you, it's as if the pothole draws you in, even though that's just what you're trying to avoid. You tend to get whatever it is that you're focusing on, whether you want it or not. But there's a way around this. Do you know what it is? And when some psychologists wanted to see how our beliefs affect our perceptions, they tried an interesting experiment. They gave volunteers a test to see whether they were optimists or pessimists, and then sent them, one at a time, to another building. On the sidewalk between the buildings, the experimenters dropped some money. The pessimists rarely saw the money, and would even step on it without noticing it. But what about the optimists? And that reminds me, back when I was doing public speaking, my hands would shake, and my heart would race, and my throat would go dry at the beginning of a speech. For a while, I thought I was scared, and that scared me. But was it really just fear? But before I forget, let me tell you a little bit about what I tell people in a hypnosis sessions. Because some hypnosis includes simple things, like repeating what I was told when I took my first responder training. You owe it to yourself and everybody else to take care of yourself. You owe it to yourself and everybody else to take care of yourself. You owe it to yourself and everybody else to take care of yourself. You owe it to yourself and everybody else to take care of yourself. And if that's what they tell firefighters, how much more does it apply to the rest of us? Sometimes I walk people through guided imagery, and sometimes I talk directly to your unconscious mind, and sometimes it talks back. And I'll often ask a series of questions to help clients look at the problem just a little bit differently. They don't even need to tell me the answers, because the main thing is for them to consider the questions fully. I might start by asking a client to fully consider this question. There's a problem that has everything to do with your being here now. So, consider, what is the problem? What is the problem? Take your time and consider the question fully. And then I might ask, what is the problem not? What is the problem not? And when they consider that question fully, I might move on to, how do you know? How do you know? Consider it fully. And the next thing to consider is, To your unconscious mind, there is no time. So I'm asking you to take your time to consider, what is it that you know that you didn't let yourself know that you know? Because once you know that you know it, that's the time you'll know now that there's no longer any way to say no to not having the problem. What is it that you know that you didn't let yourself know that you know? Because once you know that you know it, that's the time you'll know now that there's no longer any way to say no to not having the problem. Because, later, people will look back and remember what it's like when they had that problem and know what a terrible problem it was and how good it feels now that it's gone for good. It's like a pebble in your shoe. Once you take it out and toss it away, it's gone for good. And as you leave it behind, your foot soon forgets all about it. So one day, just before making a speech, I suddenly realized that I wasn't scared. I was just so excited to be talking in front of an audience that my hands shook and my heart raced and my mouth went dry. After I realized that, I could really enjoy what I was doing. And while they say that virtue is its own reward, optimism pays off in cash. Because those optimistic volunteers found a lot more money on the sidewalk than the pessimists did. And you know how good it feels to find good things unexpectedly. And you'll find them, even if you keep your eyes on the horizon, the way my motorcycle instructors taught me to do. They said to keep your gaze as far along the road as you can see, and everything in the middle will take care of itself. Because that's how the mind works best. And your body controls the motorcycle unconsciously, missing those potholes, taking the rough with the smooth, and giving you that indescribably good feeling of being in the zone, so you love, really love, what it is that you're doing. Just like getting to Carnegie Hall, it's all about practice, practice, practice. And that's why I ask my clients to listen to this recording for at least a week, one or more times a day, and longer if you like. Relax and give it a chance, and give yourself a chance to grow fond of it. After all, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. And every step reveals a new and delightful perspective. In a few moments, this recording will be over, and you can either come back to full and safe alertness, continuing with your day, or you can continue to relax and perhaps fall asleep, whichever is appropriate for you. People who fall asleep in hypnosis always wake up normally. So I'm going to end this session by counting from 5 to 1, and if you like, each number will bring you closer to a full and refreshing alertness. 5. Feeling good about what you've done here today. 4. Letting yourself enjoy the benefits of relaxation during the minutes and hours and days ahead. 3. Curious, really curious about how you'll know that the session has benefited you and will benefit you even more after you've listened to it more times. 2. Remembering to feel really, really good and know that you're doing fine. 1. And that's the end of this session. I'm Robert Plamondon, and you can find me at CorvalisHypnosis.com. Thanks for listening.